Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
We are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another all-night vote goes to the Republicans.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 48, and on this vote, the bill is amended as passed.
This time, the Senate agreed to claw back $9 billion in federal funding that had already been approved for foreign aid, public health, and public broadcasting. President Trump calling out his own supporters on social media, saying if they continue talking about the refusal to release any more information on Jeffrey Epstein, they're no longer a part of the MAGA movement. However, says ABC's Perry Russum in Washington,
new polling shows the majority of Americans are not happy with the government's handling of the Epstein files, just 17% of people approving. Two-thirds of those polled say they think the government is covering up evidence.
More than 60 people were killed in a fire that broke out in the central Iraqi city of Kut. They were inside a shopping center that had just opened a few days ago. Many of those who were killed in the fire were trapped inside the building. This is ABC News. A Catholic church in Gaza shelled overnight. Two priests and five others injured. Pope Francis had called that church nightly before his death. In Canada, the man who police say stole a plane from an airport near Vancouver, then flew it to Vancouver before he landed it and was arrested, has now been charged with hijacking.
NORAD F-15s responding after a pilot stopped communicating with air traffic control, authorities suspecting it was hijacked. The small single-engine Cessna 172 circling the Vancouver airport on Tuesday, all traffic held in place. Air traffic control alerting other pilots already in the air to take caution. The suspect eventually landing the plane, police seen swooping in and taking him into custody. The aircraft searched.
ABC's Gio Benitez, no one was hurt in the incident. The biggest chunk of Mars anywhere on Earth was auctioned off by Sotheby's on Wednesday in New York, went to an anonymous bidder for $5 million. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Looking to save on maintenance essentials? Head to your local Napa in Richland Center or Boscobel. Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $25.49 for a 5-quart jug or $5.39 per quart. For diesel drivers, grab Napa Diesel Exhaust Fluid, a 2.5-gallon jug for only $12.99, and save up to 24%. Reliable performance, unbeaten prices. That's Napa. Swing by today and get the good stuff.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
It's time right now for the updated Southwest Wisconsin forecast for your Thursday from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Partly sunny and cooler, less humid today, a comfortable high of 75. Few clouds and cool tonight, going to be crisp, all the way down to 53. On Friday, clouds gradually move in, quite comfortable, a high of 77. Friday night, we may see some showers and storms scattered throughout the overnight, mostly cloudy, 64. Saturday, mostly cloudy and muggy, showers and thunderstorms likely through the midday, a high of 82. And Sunday, pleasant with more sunshine, will top off at 80 degrees. You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you're careless, how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? I spent a night there in the can. Lived through this drunk man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. Don't want folks thinking that I'd steal. And I thanked him as I was leaving. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. Say you care less how I feel. How many of you sit and judge me? Ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
WRCO Studios is proudly powered by the Richland Family Restaurant, where the flavor's local and the music hits just right.
The taste of a good red wine. See, I save my money like a man with a plan, just to get these toes in the sand. Southbound 75, kicking in my little silver bullet ride. For now I'll just close my eyes. But wake me at the state line with the heat of the sunshine. Let me cleanse my soul in the Gulf of Mexico, away from the cold winds. Head south with some old friends. Gonna find some place to lay this body down. Give me calm waters and a fishing pole. Take me to a mangrove fishing hole. I can almost smell the oil burning
Richland Center's very own Timothy Craig, State Line, the Spring Break song. Hard to believe that was already 14 years ago that he released that one. Sounds great today even. 712, the worst floor and home thermometer showing 56 degrees as we get you ready to face the world today. Looking for a high of 75, partly sunny, cooler, less humid. Should be a pretty comfortable day.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Make plans for Saturday, July 19th, the Heart of Casanova Celebration 2025 at Memorial Park. Jumpstart your morning with a pancake breakfast. Then lace up for the energizing 5K run walk. Hoop it up with 3-on-3 basketball, or you can watch the splash-filled raft races. Then gather for live festival music and a sky full of fireworks as dusk turns into starry night. Don't miss Saturday night from 8 p.m. to midnight. Casanova Celebration, Saturday, July 19th. Races, rigs, and revelry. We'll see you there. Join us in about 7 minutes. We'll have the roundup. Adam and Hank and Phil Nee stops by. It's all part of your Thursday.
Mary took to running with a traveling man. Left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case. So broken heart. She said, mama, gotta go. Gotta get out of here. Gotta get out of town. Tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. Say, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. She say, never have
plan, anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad? When he really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. Stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no time for lame speeches. Say never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say never have. Just an ordinary story about the way things go round and around. Nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever.
The Oak Ridge Boys on Country and Community 716. We're working through your Thursday morning. Coming up next, it is Phil and Hank with myself, Adam Hess, playing the part of Phil. So it'll be Adam and Hank today. We have a lot of stuff to get to. We're going to look at some life hacks. Also, the Southern Love quote. And anytime you can combine a pickup line with food, you're golden. We'll check in with Hank for that. Phil Nee checks in. We might even take a look at world records. And we have some test answers from kids around the United States that were incorrect, but they're pretty funny.
WRCO.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI@MWT.net.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Now that the Big Beautiful Bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
The Muscadet Mudcats hometown and baseball team would like to say thank you to their sponsors for this year. They include Community First Bank, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Hawkers Sportsman's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and Foggy Bottom North. Join the Muscadet Mudcats for home games all season long at Pickering Park in Muscadet. Again, thanks to the sponsors that make local baseball possible in Muscadet.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our Diabetes Education and Care Team.
Thursday's Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and by Bob's Auto Body. On today's Roundup, we'll take a look at world records and a recap of Phil's night off. Were Phil's activities last night worthy of a night off?
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Oh, no. No. Don't sing. I forgot to tell you. I got a cease and desist letter from a law firm representing Civic Media.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. About you singing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't get that letter. Shouldn't it come to me?
Well, it should have, but there's pending litigation. They don't want to involve you at this point. They just asked me in that letter to make sure, basically it's my responsibility since I control the board here,
right,
not to let you sing.
Sing what?
Anything.
Okay. Not just that song.
Not just that song. Yeah, the letter right here from the law firm, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
I think we're getting cheated.
Yeah, yeah, you know. If you don't get to sing, the people of Richland County are getting cheated.
No, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. We should have redone that open about Phil having a night off. I don't think he had a night off last night. He's got a personal trainer now. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
But yeah.
The poor personal trainer.
Yeah. Well, let's get an update from Phil. We have the satellite. We gave up on the microwave. That wasn't working. We have a satellite uplink
here. You know what? We need a new microwave.
Oh, come on. Work. Work. Hello? Hello?
Hello, Hank and Adam.
Hey,
it's me with my update on the hip replacement and how that's going. Phil, me with you, by the way, if you'd forgotten. But I'm here with my own personal physical therapist, Mr. Gary Goodconnect. Mr. Goodconnect, what do you want me to do next?
Phil, you need to move your foot like you are pumping the gas pedal of your car.
I can't do it, Mr. Goodconnect.
Okay. Can you move the foot of your operated leg back and forth?
I can't do it, Mr. Goodconnect.
Well, can you at least blink your eyes?
Yes.
Well, that's a start.
Thank you, Mr. Goodconnect.
You know what? He has a personal trainer. That Phil Knee is one hip dude.
Adam, I have two hips now.
I'm not sure Gary can help him.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Phil.
At least he can blink his eyes.
Yeah, well, you know.
Poor Mr. Gutnick.
Yeah, we can't prove he's actually blinking his eyes because it's radio.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We're going to have a GoFundMe page for Mr. Gutnick.
I know, just for therapy.
100, yeah.
I mean, you know, mental therapy.
Mental therapy.
To get,
for a long time.
Anytime you're associated with Phil for that long, you probably need a little help. We love Phil, we do, but
he needs some help.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
It says a lot about the staff around here.
It does,
including you.
Yeah, yeah. We all probably need to see somebody and have a little chat.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
that.
No,
especially working here.
Yes.
So we have some great stuff coming up today. We have some life hacks, your Southern love quote.
Yes,
can we get to that right away? Because it is great. This is an outstanding one. We're going to get this posted to Facebook.com. So here is Hank's Southern love quote.
Yeah, well, my love line for the day. I'd share my last biscuit with you. That's saying a lot.
And it's a Southern biscuit.
But here's the thing. When if you're down to your last biscuit.
Yeah, and you're going to share that?
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, unless it's true love.
That's right.
If it's true love, you share that biscuit.
I share my last biscuit with you.
I like that.
Yeah, so, you know, buttered or honeyed, whatever you want.
I like molasses. Yeah, I'm a buttered biscuit kind of guy, but I like a little honey now and then, a little sweet biscuit.
Yeah. Do you like molasses?
Not a huge fan of it. But if I have no butter and I have no honey, I'll put a little molasses on my biscuit. My mother-in-law used to make molasses cookies. And she made sorghum and molasses. And I'm not sure what the difference is between sorghum and molasses. It might be the same thing. I don't know. I'm not up to speed. But those cookies were outstanding.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd put some of that on my biscuit.
Oh, yeah.
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 Do you have a good Southern biscuit recipe?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Do you?
Yep. I really do.
Let's share that offline sometime because I have been experimenting with Southern biscuits. And I think my biggest thing... My fault is, my drawback is, A, I'm not using lard. Maybe I need to use lard.
I don't use lard.
Okay. Second of all, I don't have the Southern roots to know if my Southern Biscuit tastes like a Southern Biscuit.
Well, you should bring them in.
I'll bring them in.
Yes.
You can be my official Southern Biscuit taster.
And if you put like a sausage and egg on it, that's
even better.
Yeah. I mean, just saying.
Why don't I just bring you breakfast, Hank? A little coffee? You
know, a Southern breakfast is this, all right? A couple eggs, easy okay. up.
Yeah. All right.
Two big old biscuits with sausage and gravy, maybe a side of sausage or bacon.
Yeah, my tummy is rumbling because I need some of that.
Then you mix all that stuff up together.
Now they charge $12.95 for that, and they call it a breakfast bowl.
You know, really?
The Southern people are just putting it all together. That's breakfast. That's normal. Yeah, the breakfast bowls all mixed together, and that's a big thing now.
Yeah,
I used to have problems with my food touching other food. Yeah, but I had to get by that with biscuits and gravy and eggs and throw a little bacon or sausage in there. Yeah. It's got to touch each other. It's a Southern love thing.
It is like, good morning. Good morning, darling.
Okay, let's move past the biscuits. What else do we have today there?
What about my life hack? Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This is a good one.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I didn't know this till the other day. So your life hack for Thursday, want your Google search to be specific to certain time periods. Okay. Do you know this one?
Does it involve quotation marks?
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Enter the dates and put two periods between them.
Yep.
For an example, if you were searching for pop songs from the late 2000s, you would type in quotation, pop songs, 2004, dot, dot, to 2021. Or 2010,
yep.
quotation.
Yep. And then the quotation marks, if you want like an exact search,
yes.
like if you want to search for Hankaroo's Southern love quotes, right? You put that term in question or in quotation marks, that's what you get. You don't get the 80,000 irrelevant or 1.2 million. You'll get everything that's
which is kind of neat.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you want a little more specific search. That's what you do.
Right. Really neat.
It definitely is.
So anyway, Phil's not here, so we know Phil's night off was, he's had too many nights off.
Yeah, well, last night with Gary there being his personal physical therapist, it probably wasn't a night off. I had lots of years as Gary as a Fi-Ed coach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing Phil did not have a night off. I think he moved him in the guest house down there in Sextonville. That's
probably
the rumor I heard. Yeah, so there's going to be no time off for Phil. He'll be whipped into shape by next week easy with Gary.
But. Yeah, but anyway, how was your night out?
Good.
How's the resort?
The resort is good. We had a little bit of food. Didn't go too far out of our way cooking because it was raining. I couldn't get to my outdoor grill. But yeah, it was good. It was a good night off, kind of relaxing. How about you?
Very relaxing.
Yeah. Once the storms moved through.
I love the rain.
we had a lot of it to love.
How many did we get?
2.74.
That ain't bad.
No.
But it rained.
Boscobel, they said, I think a couple of inches, 2 to 2.5. Muscadet was real close to 2.
Real spotty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but anyway, my night off consisted of watching The Firm.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a little Star Trek on in the background last night. Yeah, mm-hmm. Deep Space Nine. I haven't dove into that series in a while. Didn't really watch it. I just had it on for background noise. I was doing some computer work. I always like if I'm going to have TV on when I go to bed, or if I'm going to have TV on while I'm doing something, it has to be a show or movie that I've already seen.
That way you can pick up when you're done.
Well, plus, if I'm working on my computer and it's a movie I haven't seen, I'm going to stop what I'm doing so I don't miss it, right? Because I haven't seen it. If I've seen it, I probably know the way my memory is with TV and movies. I even know what the next line's going to be.
Really?
Right? Yeah. So I can work freely.
You can associate with it.
Definitely.
So like a fan in the background.
Yes. But I like a good fan.
But I stayed basically cuddling my dogs and...
Nice.
And pillows and whatever else.
So speaking of cuddling... We have the wrong answers to tests. I love these books here where students gave incorrect answers. So the question was, explain the process of thermal energy transfer. The answer was cuddling. They're not wrong.
No, they're not wrong.
They're really not wrong. Do you have one for me?
I have one. Explain the health benefits of being outdoors.
Okay.
You can fart and people might not notice.
That's not a terrible health benefit right there.
You don't hold it in.
Why are catalytic converters fitted to cars?
That's a good one. What is it?
The student incorrect answer, to make sure no cats get run over.
Wow.
Yeah, catalytic converter. And there's some good ones here.
These are young kids that come up with these.
I've got a good science one here. Explain the term half life. And if you had any science classes, you understand the half life of nuclear energy, nuclear waste. Explain the term half life. The answer was when someone goes out and has fun half the time. Half the life. Yeah.
Hey, what kind of wildlife would you expect to see in Antarctica?
Cold?
Ants.
Oh.
That was his answer.
Yeah, he's going to get an F from me on that one. That was groanable.
That's like a dad joke.
It is. It really is. So, hey, what's the rest of your week look like there, Hanker?
Well, very busy. Very busy. I'm in Bloomington this weekend.
Okay.
Livingston on Sunday. And then Boscobel on Monday. I'm all over.
I'm going to be doing some traveling this weekend.
Oakland, Tuesday.
Yeah, I have Madison, Black River Falls, the Greater La Crosse area. Just got to go take care of some business, do some things.
Do you need the company credit card?
I already have a copy of it.
Thanks, Phil.
No, it has your name on it. Yeah, hey, don't ask. Don't ask.
I'm not going to say a word.
Nope, don't say a word. You'll get another cease and desist letter. Yeah. Law firm's listening today. Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe.
Yep, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. Yeah. Kind of nice people, though, aren't they?
Well, if they leave me alone, they're great.
You think?
Yeah. Just leave me alone.
So I no longer can sing?
No.
Until when?
It says until further notice. I think that's until the litigation passes through the upper courts.
That could be years.
Yeah, somebody's going to challenge this, so...
Will you go challenge it for me?
Sure. Yeah, I'll do that. Hey, anything else for us before we roll on out of here?
Well, dieting tip.
Okay.
All right.
I'm good with that.
Don't eat until you're full, Adam.
Okay.
Eat until you're not hungry anymore.
Okay. All right. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
See, I'm a grazer, so I don't really eat until I get full. And I sometimes I don't even stop. Or I won't go all the way until I'm not hungry. I'm just a grazer. So as I'm walking by, handful of popcorn, or I'll grab a Nutri-Green bar, or grab a banana, or some string cheese, or something. Between meals. So, but I get that. That's a smart trick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life hacks with Hank.
Well, also I always use water.
Okay.
So if I feel hungry, drink 16 ounces of water.
Hey, we're going to work on this. We're going to make the world announcement right here. But I think we need to do a weekly podcast originating from WRCO with Life Hacks by Hank Aru.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, we'll make it work.
And the light in the outhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great show. When does that debut? I haven't seen any legal documents telling me to cease and desist from that. So
I haven't even I'm still waiting on our digital guy. You know him.
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
so
we need some graphics.
So I'm waiting for the graphics digital guy.
I'll call the graphics guy.
Yeah, I appreciate
Wait a minute.
That.
That's me.
Should I call him?
Yeah, you better. You better. He'll forget.
He'll forget.
You
Buddy,
know how he is.
I hope you have an awesome day, and I will see you tomorrow. Be kind.
We'll be here Friday.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens. And we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. We do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers. But we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room. Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Polers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipolars.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Right around the corner, we'll see who's celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. The Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer right now showing 56. We're not moving up very quickly. The morning low was 55.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Okay, let's jump on in and see who is celebrating birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by those great folks down in Black Earth. The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price. When you head to the Shoebox and you know you need to, tell them Adam sent you.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be. On the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Today is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. A very happy 14th wedding anniversary to Mark Felton. That from his wife, Monica. Happy birthday wishes to my grandson, Jeremy Newberry, with lots and lots of love from Grandma Newberry. Birthday wishes from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret, Nolan Heisel, and Adeline Anderson. Nolan Heisel, you also make the Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita list today. Cliff Ast is celebrating from the Park Street Christian Church. Karen Parker, happy birthday wishes from 18101. Kathy Hillesheim, Karen Parker, and Kathy Swanifis all celebrating today from the Bloom City Town Crier. From the Little Willow Birthday Club, Kendra Pardoon, Cheryl Usher, Bailey Miller, and Jennifer Lau. Happy birthday wishes to Kendra Pardoon from Adam and Carlene Hess today. From the Richland Center United Methodist Church, Karen Parker and Kathy Swanifis are celebrating. The Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club checks in with Joni Peterson, Hazley Jean Rocks, Jacqueline Spears, Kelly Stanitka celebrating along with John Hackle, and an anniversary wish for Casey and Zach Thompson. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Gabriel Velicott, Kristen Brunson, Ezra Cosgrove, Isabel Clace, Karen Parker, Kathy Swinefuss, Ezekiel Clace, Martin Johnson, and Jeremy Newberry. Also a couple of anniversaries to tell you about. Jacob and Samuko Richardson, and Bruce and Sonia Clarkson from the Richland Center Lions Club today.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Tell you what, you definitely want to stop down there in downtown Richland Center. Just walk through J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and you will leave with something fantastic. We're moving to 7:45. Joanne Krulatz is in with a news update right now. Daryl Singletary and the Used to Be.
Started with the bad case of the slamming doors. And ended when the judge said, what was mine is yours. Now I'm sitting on this bar stool next to an old jukebox, trying to find a cure for the what I've got. I've got the used to be breaking out all over me. I caught it when she came down with to set me free. Got the can't forget, I'd wished we'd never met. The teary eyes, the swallow pride, it ain't over yet, it's killing me. I've got the used to face. Come down with the I don't care about closing time. And the I wished I was dead won't be far behind. I'll wake up tomorrow with the old what did I do. And I'll come back to my senses with the I love you. I've got the used to things breaking out all over me. Came down with to set me free. I've got the can't forget. I'd wish we'd never met. The teary eyes, the swallow cries. It ain't over yet. It's killing me. I've got the used to face. The do without to kick me out. Ain't no doubt. I've got the used to face.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you looking for a rewarding part-time job? Cobasin is currently hiring for part-time trip drivers for school sports and field trips, and to drive a shuttle to Spring Green 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. weeknights. Starting trip pay is $17. You get paid for the entire time you are gone, even the wait time. For questions, call Bev Lau at 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobasin Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Come visit the Akey School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 56 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly sunny, cooler and less humid today with a high of 75. Tonight, a few clouds and cool with a low of 53. After 2.74 hundredths of an inches of rain yesterday, all we've had so far today is a light mist, and we're up to 57 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has an update to a search for a missing endangered person. The Dodgeville Police Department is conducting an endangered missing person investigation that occurred Tuesday night. At approximately 7:50, the Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the 300 block of East Division Street in the city of Dodgeville. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the missing person's family members, who reported that the missing person had not been heard from since approximately 11 o'clock Monday morning. Dodgeville Police Department officers determined that evidence at the scene suggested that the missing person may be injured and/or in danger. The missing person's vehicle was not located at the scene, and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle may be in the state of Nebraska, and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. At 1:50 Wednesday morning, a Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The driver was not the subject of the missing person case. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver identified as Gavin Thompson, 23, of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department has confirmed that a deceased adult female was located in the vehicle and are awaiting positive identification of the deceased female. The Dodgeville Police Department is leading this investigation and is assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, a DCI Crime Response Specialist, the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory Crime Scene Response Team, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and the Nebraska State Patrol. Additional updates will be available via the Iowa County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. The Richland School District Board of Education held its third part in a four-part series in board development at last night's meeting. The focus of last night's development was on board roles and responsibilities. Dr. Brad Sarin, superintendent at the Sun Prairie School District, Dr. Steve Schrader, board member of the Sun Prairie School District, and Shandu Vemmery, the executive assistant in the Sun Prairie School District, continued the conversation of best practices for boards. Overall, they revamped their board to give more authority to the superintendent and administrative team that they hired, and did away with committees to run on a governance format, which means the superintendent and the administrators know what their powers are and what the expectations are. It puts an end to the micromanaging of the district. The dominant focus of the board is student achievement. They stated it all boils down to relationship and trust. The first step in achieving a governance board is to come up with a strategic framework to build board policies. It was stated that if the Richland School District decides to go to a governance model, it could be done and able to put into practice in July of 2026. Tiffany Thompson is the newest member of the Richland School District Board of Education. She was interviewed and sworn in at last night's meeting to fill the vacant 3 East seat. The Richland School Board unanimously approved a proposal by the Richland Center High School to change its current cell phone allowances and restrictions. This new language restricts all cell phone use during the day. This was presented to the Board of Education as information at the June 25th board meeting. Since that meeting, numerous individuals have reached out regarding this policy. Overall, the feedback that RCHS administration has had with staff members and parents and guardians of RCHS students has been overwhelmingly positive. There were only 3 families that reached out to the board and RCHS administration with questions or concerns about the potential change. All of those families were invited to elaborate on their concerns, but at this time, none of them have responded to that offer. All parents and guardians of RCHS students were notified on June 24th about the potential change. RCHS Student Council was notified about the potential change on June 25th. RCHS staff was notified at its final staff meeting of the 24-25 school year and were overwhelmingly in support of the change. There have been 8 families that have emailed their support for the personal electronic language change. One was a medical professional, explaining their reasoning for support was due to the benefits of the overall well-being of students. One was a school psychologist who also expressed their support for the change because of the benefits of student mental health. Administrators recently met with a representative from CESA 3 who asked for the language of the policy to share with other districts that are interested in exploring this change for their districts. RCHS administration expressed interest in being a model school in CESA 3 for this initiative. Administration did say they would work things out for students who need their phones for medical purposes, such as glucose monitoring, and they will continue to work on ways to make it feasible for students and staff. The board voted to officially close the community 4K site, which was held at Bethlehem Lutheran Academy in Rockbridge. The Bethlehem Lutheran Academy has been a community 4-year-old kindergarten site for 2 school years. This program is being discontinued due to a lack of community demand, which led to low enrollment and the relocation of the pastor and his wife, who was the teacher of the 4K program. These circumstances created challenges for both parties to continue in this manner. Both the Bethlehem Lutheran Academy and the Richland School District have appreciated the opportunity to explore this option for students. It was a good day for the Richland Center blood drive on a stormy Wednesday. Bob Shear reports they were just 2 units off their goal. The American Red Cross was the recipient of 73 units collected. Thank you to all who gave of their blood and time to save a life. The annual Casanova celebration will be held Friday through Sunday at the Casanova Memorial Park. Friday night, the Cas Reds will play the Dodgeville Reds in Home Talent League baseball action starting at 7:30, and Swing Crew will perform starting at 8:30. Also on Friday, you can order one of the great food items being served before the event gets underway. Jeffrey Even is Casanova's village president.
During the daytime on Friday, we're doing Take Your Burger to Work Day. So if you love your Cas Celebration burgers, you can come and order between 11 and 1 p.m., somewhere in that range. But you can get your Cas Celebration burgers early before the night and have them for lunch on Friday.
Saturday will get underway with a pancake breakfast at 7:30. The Tracy O. Jennings Memorial Scholarship 5K Run, 1-mile walk, and a free kids fishing contest will both start at 8. Registration will be at 7:30. At 8, there will be a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Casanova Legion 491 baseball games begin at 11. A Luck of the Draw Bags tournament starts at noon. The Hope It Floats raft race will be at 1:30, and at 4, there will be a fun event called Pasture Golf.
That's a brainchild of the Dydeloff family. It starts out behind the fire station, we make a hole back there. That'll be hole number one, mowing it in the hay field. And then you travel in your UTVs or whatever four-wheeled vehicle you have out to the Dietloff farm west of Germantown. And they devise a golf course through their pastures and the farmland. And if it lands in a cow pie or if it lands on the green, you play it where it lies.
Saturday will wrap up with high mileage performing starting at 8, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk. On Sunday, the parade will step off at 11. Featured after the parade will be the Casanova German Band, a car and camper show, and a chicken or smoked pork dinner. The Kinchy Pedal Pull and Bossy Bingo will be at 1. The celebration will conclude Sunday afternoon with Home Talent League Baseball, featuring the Cas Reds versus the Mazo Mini Mustangs, and a raffle at 2. All weekend, there will be food and refreshments, free bounce houses, and a scavenger hunt at the Casanova Celebration, Friday through Sunday at the Casanova Memorial Park. Please, no carry-ins. All profits benefit the Casanova Memorial Park. More information about the celebration can be found on the Casanova Celebration Facebook page.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red-hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Thursday, July 17th. John W. Popp, age 79, died last Thursday. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or Charity of Choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is serving the family of John W. Popp, age 79. Linda Mary Roan, 76 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 4:30 today at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 1 until the time of service at 4:30. Per Linda's wishes, please bring a flower from your home garden to be placed in vases at the visitation. Memorials may be directed to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Richland County Sheriff's Department Canine Fund, or Gunderson Health System. Linda Mary Roan, 76, of Lone Rock. Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center, died last Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family of Dennis Shoeburl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Raymond J. Ellen Bolt, 87, of Reedsburg, died Monday at home. There will be no formal services. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family of Raymond J. Ellenbold, 87, of Reedsburg. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center, died June 5th at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 5 at his son's home at 957 Sextonville Road in Richland Center. Memorials may be made to the Richland Center Police Department K-9 Unit. Timothy Glenn Ernst, 63, of Winona, formerly of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kristen and Josh Joseph had a son, Trip Lee.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate overnight passing $9 billion in spending cuts President Trump wanted, including deep reductions to foreign aid, as well as funding for NPR and PBS. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim on the floor before the vote.
Public broadcasting has educated and informed and inspired generations, teaching important lessons to people of all ages and sharing powerful stories, including of our nation's veterans.
Missouri Republican Senator Eric Schmidt also before the vote.
We are on the precipice in this chamber right now to do something that is rarely done in this town, which is to identify waste from